This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a certain magic that comes with reading a good story, even a story that's not about a magical time, necessarily. Say, the last 5 years in this economy. Novelist Jess Walter has a new collection of short stories about people and their lives the past 5 years. We Live in Water, it's called. Hey, Jess, good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Kai.
These are stories of financial crime, of empty factories, all things along those lines. And I'm tempted to ask you where you get your material, except then you open the newspaper, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think being a former journalist, this is what you see around you. And, you know, we're in the midst of a recovery. And yet in my neighborhood, they're still having these what I think are yard sales until I get close. And I see it's everyone's furniture out on the lawn because they've been evicted. I think these are stories that need to be told, you know. And yet I also don't think the collection is full of dreary stories. I look in those lives for moments of redemption and light. And for humor,
I want to ask you about the cover of this book. It is a slim paperback. The cover picture is things underwater. There's a school bus underwater. There's what looks like a house or a home or a garage or something underwater. Is that how this past 5 years has resonated for you? That we are all somehow just still sinking a little bit.
It has for me, and it has felt, you know, every bit in the place I live like the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, and it continues to feel that way. The lingering effects and that income inequality to me are going to be things we're stuck with for years as college prices go up, as we price an entire class and generation of people out of the one ladder for advancement. So I do think we've left a lot of people underwater as we've come out of this, and more, I think, than we even realize.
I want to pick up a little bit on that theme of finding the humor in this. How do you draw humor out of characters whose objective situations are actually quite grim?
Well, I mean, I think it's the first thing you do is go to those places in your own life. I remember the low point. For me, I was driving a $250 car and I was a newspaper reporter and I was divorced and I had no money in the bank and I was on crutches because I'd blown my knee and I was driving to court where I was being deposed for a lawsuit against me for a journalism libel case. And I remember driving along and my car broke down and thinking, well, if this isn't the low point of my life, I don't know what possibly could be. And at that moment, you find, you know, great relief in humor. And as I got out and started hobbling away on crutches and it started to rain, I remember thinking, oh, it can get worse than this. So, you know, I think we've all lived through those moments and that's the way you find your way out of it.
Flip the fiction writing thing you talk about on its head and turn it into fiction reading. Obviously, writing this stuff helps you process what's going on around you. How do you think, as an author, reading about this stuff helps the rest of us process the last 5 years in our lives and in this economy?
Well, I hope it goes even beyond the last 5 years and beyond American poverty. I mean, we're not even talking about the level of poverty, you know, throughout the world. But I think sometimes we view poverty differently than we used to. I was doing quite a bit of research into Depression-era fiction. And at a time then when, you know, one-fourth of Americans were out of work, we didn't tend to blame people for their own poverty, which I think a lot of people do now. We see a homeless person, we almost assume they've done something to deserve it. Writing is an act of empathy, and I think reading fiction hopefully can also bring about that empathy and make you see yourself in their situation.
The latest from Jess Walter is a book called We Live in Water, short stories. Jess, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.